so much for joining us. It's always good to have a nice crowd to hear what we're up to. The board has been meeting in closed session. No action was taken. That needs to be reported out here. It's time now for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Dr. Anna, please. Also celebrating Dr. Bryan's last night with us because he's got the audacity to retire. But we wish you well in your retirement, sir. Okay. I understand that you're from the American Council to make some remarks. Do you want to come to the podium here and everyone's down and yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good evening. My name is Becky Fiery. I'm the Executive Director for the American Red Cross of Orange County. I'm joined here by Barb Robbie, who is our Regional Community Engagement Partnership Manager. On behalf of the American Red Cross, we want to sincerely thank the Huntington Beach Union High School District for your partnership and support. Over Memorial Day weekend, during the Garden Grove hazardous materials incident, thousands of families were suddenly displaced from their homes. In moments like that, having a safe place to go is everything, and your district made that possible. At the request of local officials, the Red Cross mobilized quickly, deploying over 280 responders and establishing 8 emergency shelters within 48 hours. Across these shelters, we cared for more than 1,400 evacuees. Many more came each day seeking meals, water, information, and simply a place where they felt safe and supported. Together with our partners, we provided more than 28,000 meals each day. One of those shelters was here at Ocean View High School. Because of your willingness to step in, especially over a holiday weekend in the middle of the night, and your ability to mobilize quickly, we were able to open the doors to families who had nowhere else to go. Your facilities became more than just buildings. They became a place of comfort, stability, and care during a very uncertain time. At Ocean View High School, evacuees also had access to the Red Cross Disaster Health Services and Disaster Mental Health Services team, ensuring that both physical and emotional needs were met during a stressful and traumatic event. This work is only possible because of strong community partnerships. The support from this district, from the board, from Superintendent Ogata, and from the incredible staff who made that shelter operational truly made a difference in people's lives. We are deeply, deeply thankful for your leadership, your compassion, and your commitment to serving not just your students, but the broader community in times of need. Thank you for standing with us and for being there when it mattered most. We are deeply grateful.
Thank you very much, Becky. And I know that board members want to say something as well. It was truly remarkable that we were able to move the fact and make everything happen within a matter of minutes, I think. It didn't seem like hours, but our staff was amazing, and we really, really appreciate them. But as a number of us went to the shelter, we were able to talk with your staff, and they were wonderful. They absolutely were cooperative. They made sure that everything stayed safe for the community members that were under their care at that point in time. It was remarkable how well people who didn't even know each other were able to work together. So we thank you as well. It was really our honor to be able to do this, even though it's a tough weekend.
And Dr. Castry, I wanted to say how thankful we were for your staff. You were welcoming, you were helpful, you had administrators. The staff didn't want to leave because you took such great care of them and made them feel welcome. From the phone call on Friday night in the middle of the night to Dr. Ogata, to working with Mark in the middle of the night trying to get agreements and such, it was seamless. It was as though we had done this with you before. And it was great partnership that we've had for years. We really
We received a phone call on that Friday afternoon, and we thought we would deploy at like 9 o'clock. And, of course, things don't always go according to plan in an emergency. And I think it was about 3 a.m. when Dr. Rasmussen and Mr. Hasegawa went out to Ocean View High School. I don't think those two gentlemen left at all, but throughout the weekend, the rest of the staff here were incredible partners in whatever was needed, cots, food, just supporting the families that were in the center. I can't thank the staff here enough for your support, and I know this is one way of thanking you, but you need to know the gratitude is very, very deep for all of us.
Did any of my colleagues wish to say anything more? Yes, Dr. Bishop?
I just want to say, we read about these events in the newspaper, and we see them on TV, on the news. But this one touched our community, and it impacted a number of our employees. So I just want to say thank you on behalf of the board. I know that we all want to say the same thing. What a pleasure it was to partner with you, and thank you for being there when you were needed.
It's hard not to. And I think especially looking at our Ocean staff, just thank you for serving.
Thank you. And I saw you all there in campus. I can't thank you enough for what you did.
I just would add that many other communities can put themselves in our position. But in this incident, it wasn't a fire, it wasn't a storm, it wasn't a hurricane, it was this unknown thing, and no one knew the magnitude of what was going to happen. And so I think people were riveted over that weekend, whether they lived here, whether they lived in Texas, whether they lived on the East Coast, just watching what was going on. And so the stress level, I think, for everyone involved, from the Red Cross to emergency services to the people that were trying to figure out what to do with the thing. Everybody knew about that event, and when you sit here kind of on the coast, I have relatives on the East Coast, when we have brush fire season, they think the whole state's on fire, and sometimes it feels like the whole state is on fire. And I have to tell relatives, there's a lot to burn between them and us. But this was something no one thought about that could ever possibly happen. And the speed at which it was able to come together and assure people that there was somewhere to go, that there was a potential plan. But those were some long days, I'm sure, for all of you and for everybody involved. So we've always supported the Red Cross. A few nurses on this board, we know where our hearts lie, so we appreciate everything you do. Thank you.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say how wonderfully seamless it was. I was one of the people that was sequestered in their home and couldn't leave, so the fire truck parked right in front of my house. But I did hear from a third party how a community agency, how really wonderful coordination was, and how positive, you know, our staff was, and the interaction with you. So, unlike everyone else, I couldn't get down there because I couldn't leave my house. So, anyway, thank you again so much.
If I can add one last thing, is that we did, you know, as businesses do, we had an after action. But we can do what we can improve, and what went well. And the thing that went well, your facility here was probably the most liked, and the shelter members were happy, the staff that worked it just loved it, and they said you were so helpful. They couldn't believe it, because it isn't always that way. It's a hard system. And they just did nothing but rave about
it. Who that made it happen? It's the people that make it happen. And some of them were evacuated as well. Tracy Green was evacuated. And I have a new line every time I call Mark Hansberger. It's, sorry, Mark. It's like, hello, Mark, but it's sorry, Mark. And so it's just the way it goes now. So, but Jody buying kitty litter because I did allow pets. I explained that to the board later. And just so many people pitching in, bringing things. So it was amazing.
On setting up showers, and then on the days when we knew that our students were coming back, to make sure that the fencing was up so that your people that were evacuated were safe and our students were not crossing through and what have you. So it was really a yeoman's effort, both for the American Red Cross, but also for our school employees. And we thank you so much, and we don't have much money to give, so we're giving you a pardon instead.
And a certificate.
And a certificate. And so Dr. O'Gada is going to name off the, call off the names. And my understanding, Becky, is it correct? Do you have certificates as well?
We do.
Okay. So we'll try and coordinate this somehow. And you're just going to use your voice? Okay. Thank you. thank you so much to everybody who came and honored the people who did so much work over that weekend. We really appreciate it. We'll move now to the approval of the minutes of the regular board meeting of June 9th, 2026. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, is there a motion? Oops, it's up there. Ms. Perry made the motion and Ms. Hernandez seconded it. Please vote. Thank you very much. 5-0. Ms. Henry abstained because she was not present at the meeting. Board committee reports and activities. CSBA's been active.
Yes, CSBA. I have been fielding many phone calls about CSBA committee activities, but beyond that, oh, and also a lot of legislative business, what with the budget coming to a close. But other than making phone calls, about it, thank you.
We attended a post-graduation Ocean View and Marina between our last meeting and that one. I did want to highlight, I mean, they were all really well run, which I think says so much about our staff. But I think in particular, Coast, this was the first time that they did it in the Huntington Beach Auditorium, and so both Dr. Dish and I were there. It's similar, almost like a drive-through format where the families come. But I think it took a lot. We're at 120 graduates, and we had about 70 show up that day, including one of the students who was a student parent, brought their child or infant in a graduation robe. So it was really meaningful, and especially I shared, you know, and my mom was a teen mom in high school, to be able to see that and the level of support and care that COSA had provided and to help first responders. I'm so grateful for that. So it was very well done. That's all I have to report.
I just mentioned the two graduations I attended, Coast, which described. That's always such an amazing event to participate in because it's so different from the other graduations because it was 70 individuals' joys and kids there with their families and then their families. I'm sure many of them did not expect that to be able to participate. But I also want to mention Huntington Beach High School and their graduation because this year they had a big stage with a cover on it. And so we thought we were going to not be facing the sun for 2 hours. But great, Tracy Green had this wonderful idea about halfway through. The sun, as the sun set, it finally dipped below beneath that roof. Tracy said, "Do you think we can move our chairs?" So why not? So we had great seats for the entire graduation. But what I really wanted to mention is that that stadium was full. It was at capacity, both sides of the stadium. So it's so nice to see the community members be able to come out with their families because that is a family.
Yeah, I was at Westminster and also Valley Vista and the Huntington Beach Adult School, and they were just really wonderful. They're so well organized. I also attended graduation from a high school outside of our district, and honestly, there's just absolutely no comparison about how well run, what a great job our staff does and how organized they are for our students and our families. And, everyone really just did an absolutely fabulous job. And again, the Westminster Stadium was packed. I mean, there was standing room, they were around the edges, and it was really good. But, you know, Amy, it starts at 5, at 5:01 we stepped off. And it was 6:30, and there's what, over 700 kids. And I went to this other place that I was at, also had about 700 kids, and we were there for over 3 hours, 3.5 hours of this beyond. And the kids had something that I haven't seen at our our school since the 80s, beach balls. really, but and then the other thing that I really noticed that we were all talking about it afterwards, the students, boys and girls, at Westminster and Valley Vista, their hats were decorated so amazingly. It was just really fun. I mean, what an upbeat event it was. And gosh, our maintenance, gosh, they did a great job. So kudos. Yeah, it was just so fun.
Thank you. Yeah, we haven't had this ball for a long time.
Well, I know.
The hats were beautiful. I mean, you can see the artistic creativity coming out in every one of these other people, whether they're in the arts or not. They're just so creative. I had the honor of doing Fountain Valley and Edison, and both went very well. The different thing at Edison was that at some point in time, all the kids came up around the stage, and they had jam sessions singing, dancing, and doing all kinds of different from anything I had seen at Edison in prior years when I've done it. Hey, I see there's no one that wishes to communicate with the board, so we'll move on.
Sure, Ben. My only report is to thank Dr. Dan Bryan for his 25 years of service to the school district, and I saw you connecting with some former students tonight who now work with us, and your impact, the ripple effect that you have had here in this district will continue on forever. And so I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to miss you.
Thank you very much. It's time then for approval of the certificated administrative salary schedule. And approval is recommended for the 26-27 certificated administrative salary schedule. The changes are titled adjustments only, and there's no additional cost to the district. Dr. O'Brien, would you please? Dr. O'Brien, would you please? I think that this is correct. There are some changes. No. Just
pursuant to Government Code Section 54953, Subdivision C3, Board shall receive summary of the salary increase as set forth in the proposed agreement between the management district and the superintendent shall be paid a monthly salary of $31,429 beginning July 1, 2026. Assistant Superintendent of Business and the Assistant Superintendent of Education Services shall also be paid a monthly salary of $21,528.50.
Thank you very much. Okay, at this time, then there'll be a staff presentation. Dr. Amy Herrera. Dr. Herrera? We had our giant presentation last time, so we appreciate you supplementing it now. And I was surprised the Department of Education asked you to add some things this time. And I think it's the first time that that's happened. Am I correct, or did I just forget?
The addition of some of those things that we added were just suggestions, and so we decided to add some context to any challenges we were having around declining enrollment, and I believe there was another change to reference actions when speaking about the effectiveness in our goal analysis, and then we also added a table that showed the enrollment and demographics of our school site. So those are a couple of the major content that we added. Other little things were like, instead of saying no change, no difference, they wanted it to be like 0% change, like that. So a little bit, some of it was like clean up. Okay, so tonight, good evening, President Caspi, Board of Trustees, Superintendent Ogata, staff, and guests. Thank
thank you tonight for the opportunity to speak with you about the local indicators. For background, California Education Code 52064.5 E2A requires that the local indicators be reported as part of the June meeting in conjunction with the adoption of the Local Control and Accountability Plan, or LCAP. So this is an annual presentation every time the LCAP comes to board for adoption. In conjunction with that, we present about the local indicators. So before we get into the local indicators themselves, I want to briefly put them into context with the California accountability system and show how those components are interrelated. Everything begins with the local control funding formula known as LCFS, which is the way that districts are funded. But it also created an accountability system that utilizes multiple measures to inform educators, parents, and the public about student achievement. Under LCFS, every district develops the Local Control and Accountability Plan, which is our LCAP. And that serves as our strategic plan for improving student outcomes and allocating resources under LCFS. The LCAP is then organized around California's 8 state priorities. For each priority, the state has identified measures that the district uses to demonstrate progress. Some of those measures are statewide performance measures, known as state indicators, while others are locally assessed measures called local indicators. And together, those local and state indicators make up the California School Dashboard. Tonight's presentation focuses specifically on the local indicators. Unlike most state indicators, local indicators are reported at the district level only and are intended to demonstrate how districts evaluate and continuously improve in areas that are not measured through statewide data. The LCAP is organized around California's 8 state priorities, and as you can see, not all those priorities are measured the same way. Priorities 4, 5, 6, and 8 are measured through state indicators, and those rely on standardized statewide data that allows California to compare district performance across the state. And examples of that would include like the student achievement on state assessments, graduation rates, chronic absenteeism, suspension rates, college and career readiness, and English learner progress. The remaining priorities, 1, 2, 3, and 7, as well as priority 6, which falls into both categories, are measured through local indicators. Rather than assigning a color on the dashboard as we do for the state indicators, these focus on whether districts have implemented systems, gathered input from educational partners, evaluated their effectiveness, and identified areas for continuous improvement. So they are just local measures that we assess locally. Each local indicator has a different type of evidence. Some rely on compliance data, some rely on stakeholder surveys, others rely on implementation evidence. Together, these form the basis for the district's annual self-assessment, and these outcomes also included in our district's LCAP. While the state indicators receive performance colors based on the results of those assessments I spoke about earlier at that LCAP metrics, the results of the local indicators are based on a process of self-reflection and reporting is simplified. The determination to be made is one in which we receive either standard met or standard not met. Those are the two options. So the district has considered multiple factors in the consideration of these local indicators. I wanted to give you a few examples. For basic services, we review the percentage of properly credentialed teachers, the availability of standards, aligned materials, and ratings from our facilities review. For school climate, we review things like our survey data from both the California Healthy Kids Survey as well as our annual LCAP survey, particularly around the areas of school safety and school connectedness. The ratings from self-reflection tools that are assigned to us from the state also provide district leadership with the opportunity to identify needs that align with our future plans for areas such as professional development and engagement. It is in this manner that the local indicators contribute to our LCAP development process. Based on our annual review of the required evidence, HBUHSD will report standard met in all five local indicators for the 2026 dashboard. These ratings will also appear in our reporting for next year's LCAP. Our report will be submitted this summer, and it is anticipated that the state will make the 2026 dashboard available for public release on October 15th, 2026. So these ratings here will be released in October. We're presenting them to you tonight. As always, we thank the Board of Trustees for, and we thank all those who contributed to this year's LCAP development process.
Thank you. We really appreciate all your hard work on this, Dr. Herrera. Okay, my colleagues remind me that I need to go back to 5, approval for the Huntington Beach 26-27 certificated administrative staff salary. Is there a motion? Motion is made by Mrs. Henry to approve and seconded by Ms. Hernandez. Is there any further discussion? Please vote. 5 yeses. Thank you very much. And then, regarding the LCAP. The LCAP has been compiled based on current guidelines and legislative actions. We need action on that. Motion's made by Dr. Dishno and seconded by Ms. Perry. Is there any further discussion? Please vote. 5 yeses. Thank you very much. Business services. The 26-27 budget has been compiled based on the current guidelines and legislative actions. Recommended that the budget be adopted as presented. We've had the budget in our background now 2 meetings in a row. Are there any questions for Ms. Green?
I have questions, but not for Ms. Green.
Oh, okay. I have a question. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Questions for the
You're
governor.
You're giving me a hard time tonight.
But he's not here, so I'll pass.
Question is made by Additional? Is there any additional discussion? Please vote. 5 yeses. Thank you very much. And then, next is the approval to adopt the resolution authorizing the execution and delivery of documents relating to the sale and delivery of the Huntington Beach Union High School District Certificates of Participation. And we call the meeting at 4:45 tonight. Authorize that. So this is the action that the board needs to take in order for us to actually get this done. Is there any discussion or any questions? This is made by Terry to adopt and seconded by Mr. Manning. Is there any more discussion? Please vote. 5 yeses. Thank you very much. It passes. The consent calendar. Does any member wish to pull anything from consent? Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to pull
okay. Which purchase order? I'm sorry.
Where it says change orders for our Chromebooks. And, you know, we budgeted the $70,000 and it's an additional $65,435.
Right.
And I would like more explanation of that. I have a feeling it has something to do with Washington, D.C.
You're right. The explanation in that is that we did have to order, this change order is for the repair of chips and screens and the cost of the chips have gone up with tariffs and taxes. And so if there is more cost to it, Derek's team does do most of the repairs on their own, but the cost of the parts is just more. So, and part of that is the freshmen. We did have to buy more freshmen on Chromebooks as well.
Thank you very much. That item's been pulled, so it will be tried to put it on separately. Are there any additional questions regarding that or any other items that you want to pull?
Just which item number is that?
8A. Is there a motion to adopt 8A?
Are we doing the 12th?
First or 8A first? By Dr. Dishno. Any additional discussion regarding 8A? Please vote. Five yeses. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And then the rest of the consent calendar. Is there a motion to adopt the rest of the calendar? Moved by Ms. Carey, seconded by Mrs. Henry. Please vote. Yes. Thank you very much. I should have said we don't discuss the consent calendar unless we pull something. Okay. I guess I'm at the very end. Mrs. Henry, do you have any new business tonight?
No, I have no new business.
I just wanted to thank Dr. Dan Barney for his years of service, as well as being willing to come back on a consulting basis to bail us out when we get in trouble. We appreciate that, Dr. Dan. Once you can really enjoy your day, it's well earned, and that's what we get to play a lot.
No, thank you.
Dr. Murray? Thank you very much. The board will be adjourned at this point in time. We have to sign these documents because we have all the business that we need to sign. Okay, thank you. We'll meet again on August 11th.
Thank you.